Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Good evening, Jackie. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I hope everybody else out there is, too. A little more wired than normal.
You've been drinking coffee?
I did have coffee this morning, but I don't think that's it. I'm taking B12 shots. I'm not taking any chances. That and Pluto. So, tonight's show, plunging forward into the next new phase of growth and transformation, with Pluto moving direct after a very long time. Oh, God, has it been long. We'll find that our realities are suddenly moving so quickly. It can take us to somewhere new and different from what we're used to. Are you ready? You're right. Being willing to receive love, forgive, and work with intentions are all part of this. Then the universe in its infinite wisdom may deliver something even more exciting than we could imagine for ourselves. Tonight, the team's going to work with us to believe that we can achieve our dreams.
Yay! Which,
yeah, I'm all over that one. So you've been experiencing the really fast forward, the absolutely amazing energy this week.
I can't believe how much is happening. I mean,
exactly.
So many things are happening all of a sudden that we've been waiting and waiting for.
That's it exactly. Thank you for being the test subject. So I am...
People's houses are finally selling and projects are coming together. I'm going like, wow, this is weird, eh?
Yes. It really, when Pluto went direct, even just before it went direct, I could feel the energies ramping up, and I'm going, thank you.
Well, your life hasn't exactly been slow.
No, it hasn't been slow. However, I have felt this feeling of being kind of held in a box. And that has been very, unbelievably frustrating for me. not in terms of, yeah, well, my emotional shifts have been great, but nevertheless, I have felt as though I just couldn't get things to move forward, you know, and it was kind of, it was incredibly frustrating. So, you know, in that respect, I am always the test bunny, all the time. So, we're finally coming out of the box, and that's what I really, really felt. So I'd really like to talk about something that happened to me. This was so freaking pivotal. I was getting my hair done Saturday, and I was reading Dolores Cannon's new book. The Three Waves of Volunteers and the New Earth. And... highly recommend this book. Okay, as always, she takes excerpts from her regressions. And for those of you that don't know her, she goes into the Sambhala holistic state, the deepest state of hypnosis. And having been hypnotized by her and studied with her, I can tell you it's really very interesting. She has a 3-year waiting list, so to get in. But I will just say that. The information that comes through is always amazing, and her books are imbued because the information's imbued. And her daughter Julia and I have always laughed about she gets the information one way and I get it another, but basically we come to the same place. So, you know, it's really interesting. At any rate, I was reading this one piece about a woman who went to see Dolores, because she was having a lot of physical problems as well as having financial difficulties with a healing center that she'd opened. And while under his hypnosis, the woman was, which often happens for people when they're in hypnosis with her, every one but me, from a very high level. And she was in between lifetimes and not had not adequately rested, which is really required. And if you've ever met anybody who's really kind of edgy, you know people that didn't do a lot of resting in between lifetimes. My daughter's one of those. And seriously. I'm sorry?
That's the big clue, is it?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of know. And at any rate, she had this healing center and that she had opened, and it was also having financial problems. She was worried about losing it. So while under hypnosis, okay, Dolores calls it the subconscious, which has access to all information, the Akashic records, so on and so forth, came forward and said that, again, she had not adequately rested in between lifetimes, but there was a call that went out to her about coming to Earth. And what she was here to do, which she has not reached that level yet, nor that understanding, which I think is true for a lot of people listening to this show. I think for all of us, actually. I think we're still, you know, just scratching the tip of the iceberg, guys. And so in this lifetime, she struggled with being just bone tired all the time, feeling like she was kind of pushing a boulder uphill, working very, very hard, and, you know, struggling with some physical issues. And the key here was that she herself had not decided whether she wanted to stay or go. And this is what her subconscious said. And I have to tell you, it was like somebody threw a glass of ice water at my face. And I was like, oh, my God. And I have to tell you, which often happens when I read Dolores' books. There'll be something in there that is pivotal for me. You know, I can't say it for everybody, but literally this stuff is, come through people knowing that it's going to be published by Dolores. So it's always loaded. And it just happened for me to be incredibly important. And I realized that doing this for so long, I had gotten so tired, physically tired. And I've been struggling about the staying going thing. And, you know, you've even mentioned it, Veronica, about, you know, are you going to stay? Are you going to go? You know, you say it much nicer than that, but, you know.
Pick up your mind.
Yeah, really, it's not like either or, but, you know. But I absolutely, in that moment, got it, that the message I was sending to the universe was that I didn't know if I was going to stay or go. And this is how powerful we are as reality creators. And I think sometimes we underestimate. You know, yeah, this goes back to impeccability. And I'm really good at fostering other people, but for myself, I just know that because I love to be around a lot of people with this work, obviously. I'm on the phone with a lot of people, but I'm not with a lot of people. And my level of frustration has been that I haven't been able to get out there more and do groups and so on and so forth. So, you know, this year has been an interesting year anyway.
Pretty challenging.
I
call it multidimensional. You've got certain dimensions fighting with this dimension.
Well, you know, because we are becoming multidimensional, we're also feeling other lifetimes more powerfully than we ever have before.
Mm-hmm.
Before, it used to be more subtle. It's not subtle anymore. And so we're not only dealing with this lifetime, but we are also feeling the impact of other lifetimes and the lineage that we've been imprinted with. And so it's all kind of, because everything's trying to clear and integrate, it's all hitting us at the same time. So it's easy to feel overloaded and not exactly know where it's all coming from. You know, if you throw so much stuff at somebody and they see it coming, but they can't identify what it is. And that's pretty much how a lot of people have felt. The story went on that her subconscious would not fix it for her, which I thought was very interesting. That happens sometimes. Because they said she knows how to do this. And all she's got to do is run this river of energy through the top of her head of light into every cell and atom and so on and so forth out the bottom of her feet into the heart of Earth, which is, you know, very similar to the chakra activation. And I was just like, oh, Jesus. And you know, again, they said, she has to decide about staying or going. And it just was incredibly powerful for me personally. That was on Saturday. Then we had Pluto go direct, so this energy was kind of ramping up. And this week has just been insane, and I've had two different situations where I'm speaking tomorrow night on a teleconference, and it's a call-in. I just sent out an announcement to everybody. And if you go onto the announcement, there are links that you can go to the PowerPoint presentation and so on. This is a walk-in conference. It's walk-in in Galactic, and it's free for call-ins. And they give you a link as to where to go and, you know, what numbers to call. And tomorrow night at 5 p.m. Pacific time, they have other people speaking besides myself. Tomorrow night, I believe. Anyway, I think.
And who's putting it on again?
This is a walk-in group, and they've been around a long time. And and I do a lot of walk-ins. And you know, I'm not altogether sure I'm not one myself because of the fact that I died. You know, as I've said to people, walk-in schmock-in. I'm either a walk-in or a turn-on, and I'm not sure which. And so it's not to discount anybody who is, because I work with a lot of walk-ins. So, and then also was invited to speak at the 11-11-11 and in Malibu, and I'm very excited about doing that, and I'll send an announcement out on that over the weekend. I don't have the capacity to put on a full intensive.
Are you going to go there and speak in person, or are you going to be in a...
Oh, no, I'm going to go speak in person.
Oh, good.
And
that'll be good.
So they're expecting 300 to 400 people. You know, it was really interesting how this came about. And the woman that's putting on actually is a client of mine. And I had no idea, and she was afraid to ask because she was afraid I was too busy. So at any rate, the team is very excited. You know, I really got when this happened that this is all orchestrated. This is not even, and it feels like it's been sitting in the chute waiting to come out. And I'm sure, what's happened to you this week, Veronica?
Just a lot of people's things have come through. I'm working so much and so fast, I can't believe it. And people who are waiting for houses to sell, everything's selling. Healing work's going faster. It's just like that. It's just crazy.
Exactly.
I like it.
It's wonderful. It's absolutely so exciting. And the feeling that I've had, you know, since the weekend was that finally I could feel the energies opening up. My poor dogs are going nuts. What's really been interesting, which I found just absolutely fascinating, is that there are so many more beings here. And my dogs bark all day long. They've never done that. I mean, they bark nonstop. They used to be so passive. And tonight, trying to get them into the house was absolutely hysterical. It was a television comedy piece. I mean, it was so funny. And my little Merlin was running around looking at everybody. They were everywhere. And so it also feels like there's been a major breakthrough in... And maybe because I decided to stay, but I sure felt all of the support coming in a really big way. So I'm very excited for everybody because this is what everybody's been waiting for. Literally been waiting for. I mean, all of us. There isn't one of us that hasn't been waiting for this. I think the thing that hit me is how much I was in my own way. And, as reality creators, and, you know, it always amazes me that I can miss something so obvious. And I think this is a function of just getting tired, where, and especially being, you know, out there in channel all the time, you know, if there's anything that goes wrong with my computer, I go into total panic because I can't access that part of my brain that understands how to operate a computer. So I have everything down by rote. And if something changes on my computer, I literally panic. You know, I had my granddaughter on the phone in Atlanta, you know, going, I can't find it. Oh, she was funny, and she's like, Grandma, it's like that television commercial, you know, with the man complaining to his computer tech. Yeah, and finally they scan to the who he's talking to, and it's his grandson. And the grandson finally says, I got to go to bed, Grandpa. Oh, God. Funny, funny, funny.
I find that, too. I've been doing a lot of work, and then I go to figure out something on the computer, and it's like I have no understanding. It's like I've never seen those programs before.
No, because you're using a different part of the brain. And this
I'm not even using it, I don't think.
Well, this is... Okay, we'll go with that. The problem is that when we're so out there and then try to do something that is very sequential, it's really tough. And so, you know, I've kind of come to the conclusion, my son won't even take my calls anymore. I've come to the conclusion that unless it's first thing in the morning or after I'm done at night, is the only time I can talk to people about anything that's logical. I also want to talk, though, about how many of us are carrying beliefs that we don't even realize that we're carrying. And, I mean, if I'm carrying them, and I listen to this stuff all day long, you know, you'd think that I'd kind of get a grip, you know. Oh, my God, it's just... it's such a paradox to me. I think it's very, very funny.
But that isn't that sort of like embodying the knowledge? Isn't that the difference?
Well, and I think you do embody it. I can recite anything, but embodying it for myself is a little different.
Yeah,
where I get into trouble is because for every session, the energy is being held for their intentions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 5 minutes before every session, I'm calling in all these beings and doing all this work before we ever start a session for that person and certain other people who may be in crisis, but setting the energies. And they're set the minute those people send their intentions off, plus they get visits before they ever have a session. So the energies are always going on. In a way, I guess the only way I could explain it is I live very robotically during the week just so I can survive. I have to know where everything is. It needs to be in its right place or I'm in big trouble. You know?
Does your son come and turn the little knob? Like, wah, 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 wah.
Something like that. But, you know, when you're holding intentions for others, and in essence, you're really working co-creatively with them, you know, not only is the team and everybody else, but also you are as the vessel, the vehicle. Okay, you know, this is, I don't know how to explain this, but it becomes a very precious time. And it's that person's time to really, you know, this is what I really choose to create. And so many people are really working on their intentions. And Bonnie, thank you, thank you, thank you for the work you've done. Because it's been wonderful for people. They really are, you know, reading their intentions at morning, first thing in the morning and at night before they go to bed, really rewriting their intentions, really looking at what they really want to create and expanding their impact by virtue of changing their intentions. It's very exciting to me to see people believing that they're capable of creating more, and sometimes it takes a model, and Bonnie has this up on her website, of her model intentions, her sample intentions. And, you know, it took years to put those together, and I bless her for sharing them with everybody because they're beautiful. And each person is adapting, you know, to them the intentions to their own. It's wonderful. But, you know, I see us as all so woven together. And I really believe we are, Veronica, don't you? I mean, I just don't. And I also see that every single person's success is a success for everyone. Always, always, always. I mean, to me, it elevates.
That's a really conscious statement, doesn't it? Because, you know, the old one is that, oh, golly, they got it and I didn't, but.
Oh, no!
So much better to be saying, if you can do it, I can do it. Isn't that exciting? You know?
Well, if you can do it, everyone benefits. That's the way I see it. Mm-hmm. Okay? It is a lifting of the collective for every success, every freedom that anybody experiences. It's a lifting of the total collective.
Right.
And, I mean, that's what we came here to do. Okay? And if our lives aren't changing, and I think this is the one that really hit me between the eyes, if our lives aren't changing, something's wrong. Something's wrong. We're doing something wrong. Where I get into trouble is I get so tired, and, you know, this for me, it's like this big co-creation, you know, the house fills up, and it's just kind of like, you know, I do close the door when I go potty and that kind of stuff, because it's just, there's so many beings in here, especially this week, and, and then Friday night rolls around, and, you know, I call time out with everybody. Okay, done. And then I get to be a human over the weekend, and then it's kind of Sunday afternoon, I send out, you know, session reminders, and I'm back in the energy, and, you know, Natalia stayed here, and from the moment those, I sit down at the computer to send out the session reminders, you could feel the energy start building in the house. It's really bizarre. So anyway, for all of you, you know, and this old stuff that's still in the way, okay, these old beliefs, myself included, anybody else, that I'm not smart enough or I'm not good enough or I'm not valuable enough, and, you know, we've all struggled, literally struggled, I hate to use that word, but it's pretty true, for the last 6 years. This has been, you know, Lauren Gorgo, I think, says it better than anybody. She's so damn funny. Thinkwithyourheart.com. But, you know, we've gotten pretty slammed, you know, for the last 6 years, energetically, clearing and, you know, geez, unwinding and weaving. And it's fascinating to me to see everyone and to work with everyone over this time and see how far they've, oh, my Lord, how far they've come to who they really are. This is not, you know, this is, it's reclaiming who they really are, but we could, Earth is a tough place, Ronnie.
Oh, I mean, know.
Oh, man, I know. I mean, I didn't think I was telling you anything you didn't know, but damn.
Hot dang.
Well, you know.
Well, but I have to tell you this, is my father, who was in his 90 and who was dying, has now been moved into a semi-independent living environment with his own little apartment.
I actually saw that happen. I'm not surprised at all.
Isn't that wonderful?
I think it's fabulous. I think it's absolutely fabulous. And part of it is that he got to connect at such deep levels that he had a whole renewed sense of wanting to stay.
Yes, he did.
And, you know, I think this is fabulous. I had somebody call me today, and their father-in-law was in the hospital again. He's like, nobody's really sure, 97, 98. He just had surgery 4 months ago. You know, and there was no way he was supposed to make it through the surgery. The doctors were like, he'll never last. And, and
surgery at 97, that's amazing, yeah?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And now they're saying, oh, he won't make it, he won't make it. And she called today, and I was like, I'm not sure that he won't make it. I think, you know, this one, you know, like with animals, you know, they have their little downtimes before when they're getting ready to cross over. They may have a really bad day and get real reclusive and then come back the next day and you know, they may have a series of those before they leave. But
I think the most exciting thing is watching the wisdom or the we talked earlier about getting connected to what you know, like to actually integrating what we know. I mean, watching my dad do that, for example, and other people, it's almost worth those swan dives, which you yourself have gone through as well, hey?
Yeah. No, honey, mine were belly flops. I'll take swan dive, but, you know, I can't own it.
You know what I mean, those close touches, and then you come out
yes.
wiser, and we all gain from it, which...
Absolutely.
You know, it's for you.
It's, I'm excited about your dad, though, because I think what he's really doing is allowing his family to connect with him on a totally different level than they ever have.
Yeah, and he says point blank that he had no real cognition of how much he loved his family and how much they loved him, and he wants to enjoy that now.
There you go.
Isn't that wonderful? I mean, I go, can't we all catch on to those things before we cross over?
Well, that's our job.
Reduce the karma, yeah.
This is our job, is to very much catch on to those things so we don't have to do it that way.
Right.
You know, we're here to break that cycle. And
exactly.
I think it's wonderful. I think it's exciting. And Ronnie, I have to say to you, there's a lot of this is you not wanting him to go, really enjoying him, appreciating him.
Oh,
and also, I think he really believes that there's an opportunity for his family to heal at a deeper level and heal their relationship with God. And however that looks, they may not at a conscious level understand that, but at a subconscious level they do.
Well, that's wonderful, isn't it?
It's very exciting. You know, these kinds of stories to me, this is what it's all about.
It's what we're living for.
Breaking the boundaries of what we've ever known before and doing it totally different. And, you know, I've had a lot of miracles this week for me, physical ones as well, that I've been fascinated by. And I'm thinking, geez, you know, is all this related to changing my mind? Well, yeah. When you change your mind, you set off chemicals in the brain. And those chemicals then send messages to the entire body. And I'm thinking, can it really turn around that fast? And I'm thinking, Jackie, you do this work every day. How the hell can you question even for a moment that it can't happen that fast? You know, it's like, oh, okay. For all of you, we're going to fast track right now in a direction that seems to have wings of its own, and that's the truth. And I would say that's the case for you, Ronnie, in your career, you know, with your dad, your family. Ultimately, that may take some years before it comes around to the level that you would like to have it. But this event with your dad will set it up so that people's hearts will soften. You watch.
That's good. Well, I want that for him, and for all of us, actually.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, none of you want to come back and do this again.
Yeah, please.
After feeling stalled and boxed in, the doors are swinging wide open, and you fly out to an unknown destination of a far greater future than you could imagine. Don't forget about all the clearing that you're doing and have already done, and this is so important. You should all be feeling the stirrings of change, excitement, and anticipation. I'm not quoting anybody here. This is just my stuff. I want to bring something up because I think it's really important. Planet X, Nibiru. And, you know, there's been so much negative stuff about this. And
yeah, some of it I've heard.
Mm-hmm. All right. There's a bunch of doom and gloomers out there that, you know, people are always looking for something to be scared of. I just love this. Okay. Will be making its closest pass on the 28th of October. Now, that is officially the day when everything really flies open after we've been through the narrows, which feels like forever. And I think it's very interesting that those dates correspond. And to me, that flies in the face of any belief that there is anything to be afraid of. I actually had somebody cancel a session this week because they were convinced there was going to be this huge earthquake. Don't want to make them bad or wrong. Hell, it could happen tonight, but hopefully not in my reality. So I am very excited about this. I'm not afraid. This is, you know, what it makes. It's 26,000 years. Every 12,000, whatever, it comes back in and makes that elliptical, comes close to Earth and comes back out. There's been a lot of discussion about whether or not Nibiru was responsible for the destruction of Atlantis. What I'm going to say is that the information I'm getting is that they are creator gods. Is it possible that they had a hand in looking at Atlantis when they came through and said, you guys have screwed it up again, let's start over? Is that possible? I would say it probably is. The Sumerian texts that talk about those from Nibiru, actually, all of a sudden I lost their name. What I think is interesting is that, and I kept getting this, that this was not their first pass, that this was their second pass. On the Sumerian text. And you know, all I'm going to say is that the information I'm getting is that they are creator gods. I did a session with somebody, and she had an experience with an ambassador from Nibiru, and it really shook her up because she couldn't remember anything. She just knew that this ambassador came to see her that night. And are they, I just have to give you what I've been getting and you can go from there. They're not exactly happy with the way things are going. They are intent, and I think it's very interesting that this is coming in before the election as well, but they're very intent on shifts happening for the better. I mean, we're not talking destroying anything here. But I have no feelings of anything negative whatsoever. And Bashar has said the same thing, that there is nothing to fear from them whatsoever. He, you know, Bashar will tell you things for many, many years, tongue-in-cheek, just because it's not time for you to know. And, you know, I started working with Bashar back in 94, maybe earlier than that. Yeah, probably, geez, earlier than that. And again, there were a lot of things that he just drops in little pieces, and a lot of his stuff back then is different than it is today. But everything evolves. I think we're going to be very surprised in this next year in terms of learning about other things in terms of our universe. I think we're going to be very surprised. And I think that there are a lot of books out there about Planet X and what it's going to do to the planet and, you know, all this negative stuff. I just don't feel... Are you feeling any of that, Veronica?
No, I'm not, actually. I feel like more it's those influences from these things that kind of maybe cause swirls of change. That's all I feel. There's so much change going on that I'm going, oh, it's probably affecting that, you know.
I didn't understand what you were saying.
Oh, I just mean when it comes close, when Planet X comes close, I think we'll probably get a rustle of energy.
Oh, huge!
Yeah, but I don't think it's destructive unless you're trying to hang on to exactly the same hairdo, and then it might be difficult.
Thank you. Very well put. I don't... It, not only the same hairdo, but the old problems.
Yeah.
The old, also the old angers and the old resentments and the old blame. And I think that stuff is going to feel very uncomfortable.
Well, I think the change factor is really wonderfully high, whether it's the ending of certain systems and banks and stuff or the beginnings of different, you know what I mean, different industries and all of that. I think the change is just going so fast we can barely keep up, and it's just going to amp it up a little. That's what I think.
I would agree. I absolutely would agree. My sensing from them, we are far more connected to them than we know, and I get a sensing of them being very protective and loving. Again, we're on radio, so I guess I can say this, but absolutely no bullshit.
See, most of our listeners haven't heard that word before.
I'm sure that they haven't. All right. I'm just going to share this, and then I'll bring in the game. Our job is to continue to heal. And the healing work that we're doing is affecting the collective in a big way. I can tell you absolutely, I know it, Veronica, I'm sure you feel it as well. We've worked and worked and worked and worked to and, you know, for those people that are listening tonight, you're all so amazing. And I don't know how many of you actually realize that if you were to pull out of your body, and I had this experience with Miguel Ruiz, Don Miguel Ruiz. I was at his home, and he had another home in New Mexico. And in Santa Fe. And we were doing a meditation together. Anyway, I pulled out a body, and I got so huge. And then I knew it was time to come back. And I could not for the life of me figure out how I was going to get all of this back into this little tiny body. I just knew it was going to be painful. And, you know, when I think of everybody, that's how I see them. I think of them as these huge beings pretending to be small. And, you know, it wasn't easy for you to get into the body in the first place. But that's not really who you are. And you're huge beings. And what we're all really trying to do is heal all of the limitations and damage that we picked up being here so that we can be of the service that we really came here to do. And I think for everybody, it's far greater than what you may even anticipate at this time. I just have this sensing more today than I've ever felt. That, again, we're going to find that we have gifts and things that we just can't even imagine. Mm-hmm. This is from Debbie Ford. I love this. Would you act differently if you knew you were blessed? If you knew God was watching over you and protecting you, what boundaries would you feel empowered to set? And what requests would you make? What doors would you allow to open if you knew you were divinely held? And what would happen in your life if you were intentionally reaching up and pulling in your connection with the divine? This week, look for the blessings. Keep your eyes open to new opportunities. And if you know that they're there, you will surely find them. And give yourself a break this week from questioning, from not being sure, and from resignation and disappointment. Instead, make a holy demand on yourself to live your faith rather than your fear. And just watch what happens. Love that.
Nice.
Love that. Thank you, Debbie. Cry, baby. Thank you. Right. We have to slip in between the channels of motion. Right. Welcome, everyone. The first thing we want to say is you've earned everything that's coming. It was always yours. You just didn't know it. Have you been sequestered and held back in some ways? In a way, for some of you, there were things that you needed to do. There is no question. Things that you've been working on and learning. For many of you, this is not to make you feel less than. Please understand. The negative ego has been very difficult for humans to deal with. And to bring forward the wonderful work that all of you have to offer in one fashion or another. There's been a process that many of you have had to go through to come to terms with the negative ego so that you could come forward from a perspective of love. The kind of love that really knows all boundaries. The kind of love that's excited to reach out to another, to empower them, to lift them, to elevate them to more of who they are. You see, the negative ego, and when we talk about that, we're not talking about being egomaniacs. We're not talking about running around thinking that you're all that and more. We're talking about the negative ego that would tell you you're not enough, that would keep you questioning about who you are. And from that perspective, sabotaging so much of what you wanted to bring into the world. And had you stepped out earlier, with the negative ego still having such play in your consciousness, you might have lost heart and walked away. Lost confidence and walked away. And in some ways, wasted an incredible opportunity. Now, we could say that only comes along once in a lifetime wouldn't be the right statement here. It's more than that. As you know, what's happening on your planet is so important, so powerful. Well, you're the movie of the week, or in this case, the millennium. So many watching you, cheering you on. You've had to deal with a consciousness construct that is so complex and that was designed to be so, by the way, that there were many that looked at the way your human consciousness was constructed and thought it was hopeless. There's no way they're going to find their way out of this. There's no way. And there were many that came to help. And they did. Many. Your Lazarus, Bashar, Calexis, Seth, in the early years, Edgar Casey, Signpost Christ, many Christ tried to come in to help. To shift, to redirect. When Lazarus came in the 70s, he brought wonderful tools to help people to unravel emotional damage and debris. Intricately woven together, giving everybody an opportunity. Here's everything. You pick, you choose. Beautifully offered, without interfering. Again, it's been difficult for those to come in to assist you. Certain requirements and standards that kept them from being able to do too much, only because the hope was there that you could do it on your own, that you are that amazing, that exceptional, and you are. And you've proven, with very little help, that you could change. Are you done healing? No. There's so much more. For those of you that are tired, we're sorry. We understand. But it never ends. It never ends. There's always more. More excitement, more learning, more understanding, more healing, more creation, more opportunities. The energies that you're feeling right now are just the beginning, everyone. Just the beginning. You're amazing creators, all of you. It's time to spread your wings. It's time to step out of hiding and to come forward. For some of you, we know, well, I don't know what I'm here to do. I still don't understand. I still... ask for guidance. You can't get it wrong, people. It's impossible. We have way too much faith in you because we know who you are. And you have so many on this side of the veil that love you so much. Open up to that. For many of you, you've had a lifetime that's been so difficult. Some of you even shutting down. Isolating. Many of you not even having relationships. Male, female, or same sex, whichever. But you're going to find all that's going to change now. There's so much ahead of you. Don't buy into the fear, people, please. Don't buy into the fear, and you're going to be served up a lot of it. A lot of it. Between now and the end of 2012. Compassionate detachment. Remember that. It may not feel very loving in some ways, but it is the kindest thing you can do. You're going to see things happen on the planet that are going to be difficult. They're going on right now. They're going on right now. But rising up over here are very powerful people who are out to make a huge change. To get help to people, to help elevate, raise. To help heal, physically heal. Doctors who are giving up their practices and saying, no, I belong in Africa. Just give me a stipend. Let me go operate on these women with fistulas. Holes between the vagina and the bowel. Living in primitive villages that without their expertise, their knowledge, would die. And there are more hospitals beginning to pop up.
There's a move to take sustainability for energy creation to Africa, too.
They're taking everything. You see, over here coming up, wonderful, powerful people who are stepping forward and taking it to the next level. Taking it to the next level. In spite of what's going on around them.
It's so exciting.
We work with many of these people, and we know their levels of commitment. Doors are swinging wide open for them as they teach others to do what they're doing and take them all with them to these countries to assist people, not only there, but in the U.S. To assist children at risk, to bring free energy, to do so many different things. It's all happening, people. You may not be reading about it. You're reading about all the things that keep you worried, off-center, scared, unsure, uncertain. But there is a birthing going on, a wonderful birthing, and people are awakening to their callings, and doors are swinging wide open for them to have huge influence. And you're all a part of this. We want you to understand. You're all a part of this. Do not see yourself as separate from it. Do not see yourself as, oh, well, I can't do that. No, you're a part of it. You're all intricately woven and connected together. And so we thank all of you. Oh, all right. Veronica, talk about your shows, dear.
You know, the woman I'm interviewing for Tuesday night is a real life changer as well, because the feminine is supposed to be taking its place, evolving into its power, and she's working.
Absolutely.
She's working with all that's stored in the second chakra in the pelvis area, and is really creating empowerment in women, and is creating quite a movement. It's very exciting. Her name is
Beautiful.
Tammy Kent, and her book is called The Wild Feminine. I'm very excited about it.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And then we'll see you next Thursday night here.
You bet. Thank you.
At your show's at 7, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. And then back with us at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
All right, everyone. We would love to work with you tonight to give you hope. To touch you in any way that we can. To give you hope and confidence. And to help you know that you're a part of everything that's happening in a very positive way. For those of you who feel that you haven't done enough or don't know how to do enough, we want you to know you are participating, you are co-creating, you are a part. And for each of you in your individual goals and dreams, it's time now. Dream big, but know also to put effort into your dreams. All right? Put effort into your dreams. Be impeccable. We ask you to do that for yourself, for humanity, for the planet, and for the cosmos. What you're doing here is affecting everything. We love all of you so very much. It is a joy for us to touch you in any way that we can tonight. And until we speak with you again in this format, and you as well, dear Veronica, namaste.
Namaste.
Still on?
Yep.
Barely. All right, everybody. We love you so very much. A part of you is within Veronica and I, and a part of us is within you. It can be no other way because we really are all one. I love you all so very much. Love you, Ronnie.
You too, Jackie.
It's been a fun ride.
Stay.
Huh? What?
I said, glad you decided to stay.
Oh, thank you, yes. Thanks so much. Love you, everyone. Good night.
Good night, everyone.